Welcome to another episode of Open Doors, Conversations with Heart of the Father. I'm your host, Jacqueline Harper. Open Doors is a conversation about inviting God's love, presence, and power into our hearts. We are friends and teammates from Heart of the Father Ministries who share in the mission of setting captive hearts free through Unbound Ministry. We're so glad you could join us.
Welcome to the Heart of the Father Open Doors podcast. I'm Neil Lozano, and I will be your host today. I'm here with my beautiful wife, Janet, and our dear friend, Bohush. And I'm not going to try to pronounce his last name. Actually, Bohush, could you pronounce your last name?
Yeah, it is a very Slavic name, Zivchak.
Yeah, now you all know why I didn't try to pronounce it. Yeah, I never would have got it right. But I love your first name because you've always been Bohush from Slovakia.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
And I'll stick with that for now. And our friend has a great story to tell. So we're just really delighted that he's going to be able to be with us today. We have known Bohush for 30 years. I met Bohush at one of our trips to Poland. Bohush is somebody that meets people all over the world, makes friends, knows everybody, and gets them to do things like come to Slovakia the next year. It's just been a delight for us to be able to be connected all these years. Over the last few years, Bohush and his lovely wife had the opportunity to present the five keys to groups of people that grew up in communism. So just applying the model of Unbound to these particular groups. And as he's told me about it, I thought, we should have a podcast on that. That would be very interesting to get a glimpse of what that was like. Some of you might remember Bohush because he was at our International Leaders Conference and he led the worship there. And some of you might remember him from during the pandemic where we had some prayer meetings on Zoom and he put together a worship set that was just extraordinary with his team there. And it just brought such a great blessing to all of us. So I want to just officially welcome Janet and welcome Bohush to the podcast. Maybe Janet, you could share a couple things about your memories of Bohush over the years.
Yeah. Well, first of all, it just is so wonderful to be together with you, Bohush. It's been quite a while. I think one of my memories is just arriving in Slovakia and being amazed at what a beautiful country it is. And I remember you're taking us hiking in the Tatra Mountains and just enjoying your love for nature and for Slovakia, and sharing that with you was just really special. And I remember that first time that we came and we ministered to leaders in your community, I just remember the vulnerability of them and how quickly you just received what we had to give in terms of Unbound Ministry. And Neil has for years shared the letter that you wrote afterwards about how your team just received freedom themselves. And then you took it on missions and just saw so many other people set free. And so that just blesses my heart to know that we had something to give that you took to spread the kingdom of God. My other memory is when you did come to our leadership conference, I remember Bohush introducing himself as Bohush Lozano. And it really does feel that way, that you are a part of our family. You just express one time when you visited, if you visit somebody else in another country, you like to sit at their kitchen counter. And that felt so comfortable because it really does feel like family. And I am just so blessed for the relationship that we've had over the years.
So Bohush, I thought it'd be interesting if you were to share some of your history of growing up in communism and your conversion and working in the factory. That would be a great place to start.
Thank you, Niels. Thank you for the invitation. It's always a pleasure to work with you and whatever we do together, whether it is a teaching or just sitting at the kitchen table and eating eggs as usual in the morning. So it's a big blessing for my life to know you and to have you so close. So yes, I spent half of my life in a communist time. We hope it will be just a memory, but it seems like, you know, this country is still struggling to live in freedom and sign in freedom. So speaking of politics, these ideas and attempts to somehow hold people in the prison are still coming back, but I'm not going there. Talking about my youth and then childhood, I was born there in the communist regime. So for me, it seemed to be a normal environment. So we learn how to work together, how to be together, how to do the church, if I can say this way. So we were somehow learning how to do something like an underground church, like partisan war. We were trained as a young people, as a youth in the forest, in these youth camps, together with some older people. And this was the time when I met secretly ordained priest, Father Michael Zamkowski. And I didn't know at that time that he was a priest. So we just did the stuff together. We were doing retreats together. We were somehow building relationships that was based on a friendship, not from position. But we thought at that time that everything is going to be like this for the whole life. So we were getting ready for this underground church. And suddenly after the revolution in 1989, we could came out of this underground. Father Michael was an engineer in a factory for 20 years. He suddenly turned to be a priest and he could return to the monastery. But the relationship between us was so strong that we just cannot break it because of the new situation. And we're trying to find, okay, what is the next step? A huge surprise for us. But we decided to stay together. And since that time, we have been working in missions together. I got married in that time. So together with my wife and few other people, we formed a mission community. And this was basically the start of this place here in the mountains of Slovakia. So it was a huge change from a communist regime where everything was forbidden and faith was persecuted to the newly formed space and environment of freedom. Or at least we thought it was a freedom, but it's a long journey there. So now we know it.
It's a beautiful story. So I don't know if it came through very clear, but Father Michael was ordained in secret and he still worked in the factory and nobody knew. And I understand that his parents didn't even know because it would be dangerous.
His father died without knowing his son is a priest.
Wow. Those little things capture and give a picture of what it was like. I love the time I got to know Father Michael. He's just a wonderful man. So why don't you share a little bit about our coming to Slovakia? I know we came several times. First time, I think, was on about the older brother returns, and then we came back with the five keys of Unbound.
Yeah, as Neil mentioned, we met in Poland very shortly, because our common friend, Andrzej, was organizing at a school of evangelization for post-communist countries with a great and revolutionary idea to put together people from the West and the participants from the East to share their faith and to help each other in this. So we met there and I felt like I would like you to have you in Slovakia, because next year we were starting to do the School of Evangelization. You came and you share your message about the older brother. And for us, coming out of the time where there was a fatherless generation, which was one of the strategies of communism to take fathers from the families. And we didn't know what we are missing, what we are lacking. And when you came and you share about your message and your approach, and I remember not only myself, but all the people from community remember you together with Janet as a people with kind of endless strength to pray for people, to talk to people. And I remember to the last minute, I was waiting for you to pray over me and for the whole week. There was no time, only on the way to the airport. So you can imagine how much we needed these prayers and these intercessions at the time.
Yeah, I remember you always put everybody first and made sure everybody got in for ministry. And it was just those were the years that we were really growing and learning and developing Unbound. And everybody we prayed with, it was like a miracle seeing somebody set free.
It was the next year when you came with Unbound, which was also very, very strange for me, because somehow I felt that I need to invite you back, but I didn't know you were working with the Unbound, with the Five Keys. And I remember you asking me why I want you to come back, but I was not able to kind of describe it, verbalize it. I just felt that you have something that we need at that time. It was a young community of about 40, 50 people, and growing, trying to mature in the Lord. And we didn't know about anything about the Unbound, about the need for deeper freedom. So when you came together with Janet with the Unbound, this was a real shock for us. I remember that. So just hearing you at the beginning, when you began to teach, so we were kind of like the whole new universe open in front of us. And then with the trembling hearts to come to the prayer at the end for the freedom, this was something that we didn't expect, didn't imagine.
Mm. Yeah, that was a very, very, very special time. Yeah, I remember actually, I think when I wrote Unbound, I used an example of one of the women that we met there. I think it's the first chapter, and I changed her name and country, but I really remember that moment with her. And matter of fact, years later, she invited us to come to her wedding, and it was just part of that continued celebration of a big step in freedom where she was able to continue to walk in it. And I have such a good memory of her and all the others that were there. We remember the children, especially. You had the children were part of the worship times and the prayer meetings, and they were, I guess they had flags or dancing, and it's just a very special memory of your community.
Yes, it is. I mean, I share this every time we get a chance to talk about the Unbound, and especially when we are in the community setting, which is happening quite often, because people knows us as a community. So when they invited us to their community to share something like a common experience of Unbound, this is something special. And I will always say about how we went through the Unbound together as a community, because something, of course, it's important, and most important things that is happening individually, but there is something that you can experience as a body together at what time, which is very, very special. And I still remember, and it's not just my feeling, that this was like for the first time you can stand in front of each other like completely open, completely naked, and with the fear that you won't be received or won't be loved because of all your, you know, sins and mistakes and everything. And in the end, you find that you are received, you are loved as you are. So this was something that I remember that the year after this Unbound weekend was like in heaven. I mean, in relationships, it was extraordinary closeness, intimacy, openness. And it was really the taste of heaven for the whole community.
That's so beautiful. Right? We don't often have that opportunity to bring Unbound to such a small and intimate community like yours. So that's really, really edifying. So why don't we shift and, you've been bringing the message and you have it on your heart in particular, people that grew up in communism like you did. And I wonder what's unique about how you minister to groups like that.
Yeah, first of all, it's just a reality because we are operating in this part of the world where all the countries around has the same experience of the oppression of the communism. And at the beginning, we just had a great need and desire for freedom. So this was something that immediately when we learn how to pray for freedom and when we experience to be free through all these keys, we knew that this is something that was a vital instrument for our mission. When you came, we were already experienced mission community, so we did a lot of mission before, but with the Unbound in our hands, our missions get a completely new level of ministry and the power and what we can offer to people. So suddenly, in our situation, Unbound became the tool of evangelization for us and tool of mission. So I didn't realize the special kind of direction or special things in the Unbound in these communist countries until we met with the Cheminée community in France. And we were, together with Matt talking about Unbound. And then when we were praying for people from different countries, they suddenly realize it's something is different among the people from the Eastern Europe and totalitarian regimes and people from the West. So they invited me to come and to talk more together or discern more together what is these special things that we have here in our hearts and minds and lives that need to be free. There is a great process of discerning, and I'm so grateful for their determined and hard work to find what are these special chains we would carry because of the communism. And for me, more and more, I'm trying to or seeing that this is something that we need to address. And without it, we cannot be really free. And reality of my country and countries around where the communists are trying to come back with different codes and different names, and they are successful in it, just confirm this, that although we somehow left Egypt, but the Egypt is still in our hearts. So we need to address that.
Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty normal for anybody that's grown up in a particular atmosphere, whether it's in a home or a country, it's normal to you. it's just normal to
yes.
think this way.
Yes.
And, it takes the work of the Holy Spirit. It takes testimony. It takes the grace of God to uncover these patterns of thought that are just they seem like they belong. And they just seem so normal. But the Lord wants to expose those patterns, that habitual thinking, and lead us to freedom. So do you have any examples of how that has happened? Is there anything that you could share with us along those lines?
Yes, I think that when talking about the people from the East and their special need, is that what we need is to address special fears or connections or beliefs or lies that we believe we were told as a children or even generations before. So when we started to discover these things, I remember it was even a relief in people's faces to discover that, for example, untrust is not something that is kind of like my fault or my character issue, but this could be something that was kind of like put on me, or a fear of being seen or being heard, or think that I just believe that my voice doesn't count, I have no voice, or doesn't matter what I say, or I cannot make a decision for myself, somebody else is making decisions for me. So taking responsibility for our lives is a great discovery in Unbound for us here. Mm-hmm. And just seeing that this is something that is not our part, but it was something that was given, or I inherit it as being in a communist country, is something that brings a great hope for these people that it could be healed by Lord.
Yes. Yeah, I remember when my first trip to Poland, it wasn't long after communism fell, I believe, and there was just this this heaviness, because all the military people or the policemen had these guns, but they had this attitude about them, and people had an attitude of fear and mistrust related to it. And it just was like, oh, you just don't want to cross them. You don't want to go near them. Just, it is just a very oppressive atmosphere. And since then, going to Poland after years, that's really dissipated in many ways. But if you grew up under that, you're stuck with that memory until you expose it to the truth and Jesus sets you free. So you can gradually grow out of things, but sometimes that root really needs to be addressed so that it doesn't reappear in different ways. Well, Bohus, this has been wonderful spending time with you. And we're just so delighted that we have been friends all these years, and you have always made me feel so loved. And, you know, the way that you signed your letters and write to me, it just has moved me in many times. And I so appreciate it. And you've been an example to me for how to treat other people. So why don't we just, Janet, would you close us in prayer and just give thanks to God for this time that we had together?
So, Lord, I just, I really want to thank you for relationships that are truly family, relationships with brothers and sisters around the globe who have a common love for you, our true Father, and a common desire to see your kingdom come, for wanting to spread the message of your kingdom. And Lord, I just want to pray for this fatherless generation who spoke of, that we experience here in the United States, and I'm sure around the world, just the need for people to come to know that they have a good father. So Lord, I pray for those who are listening, who are experiencing that yearning, and experiencing that tug in their heart that, yeah, there's something really holding me back from knowing the love of my Heavenly Father. I just pray, Holy Spirit, that you would touch those hearts and bring them to a place where they can receive more and more freedom and know the love of their Heavenly Father. So I thank you, Lord, for this relationship with Bohus and for those around the world
who are spreading the message of Unbound and the gift of having some bread to share. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And just for me, it's so good to see you, both of you. You're not changing at all.
Little bit.
But greetings from everybody. Greetings from people that coming to us after so many years, discovering your book in Slovak and reading the stuff and asking for the prayer. And also for us as a community to do the ministry and also to teach about the Unbound is again and again discovering the depth of this gift in our lives and helping us to verbalize it more. And also different nuances of the prayer helping us to learn how to use it the best way. And just recently when we were with Gosha in Ukraine, again, the new situation and the people with the different needs. But the tool is so universal that even in such a difficult environment as Ukraine is now, it's working. And God is opening the door because as I see, you know, how Bishop is there open for it and receive it. And he's not the observer, has been working with the Unbound for 10 years. Great to meet such a bishop.
This is a Ukrainian bishop?
Yes, yes.
Wow. Yes.
So he learned about Unbound from, I don't know where he met, your people from Ukraine. They translated the book. I don't know where he met them because he was studying here and there, you know, in Rome, in Slovakia, in different countries. But he went through the Unbound. He's also ministering, but also has a vision how to create the network of those who need the prayer. So he's very determined to work on it.
I didn't know you went with Gosha. Maybe we should have another podcast. You and Gosha talking about Ukraine.
Oh, I would miss anything with Gosha. But what we are using is really simple. It's kind of like normal for our people and easy to use in a sense. So, you can try to do it with the people that are mature enough in different communities, but also with a person that is fresh in faith or just discovering this stuff. And the way of prayer is really something that is not kind of scare people to death, but really help them. This is my experience, by the way, in the hospice. I'm meeting different people now on a different level of faith. But even with my doctor, we started to talk about the need here for such a prayer. And we didn't get there, but just talking about it, she's seeing more and more a need for the prayer in her life. And that's great.
That's beautiful. Well, you have a lot more to share with us. We'll have to do it again sometime.
I would love.
Well, give our love to Elena and everybody.
I will.
It's a blessing to be together with you, Bohush.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for joining us today. If you'd like to learn more about taking hold of the freedom you have been given in Christ, check out our website, heartofthefather.com, and find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
This is Matt,
Jen,
Rachel,
and Jacqueline saying goodbye until next time.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
If anyone hears my voice and opens the door,
I will come in to him and eat with him.
And he with me. Revelation 3:20.
Mm-hmm.